Chapter 84. Robin let Ron sleep in. The night before, she had urged him to pound into her and met his need with a hot, frenzied thrust of her hips. She'd slept on the wet spot that they'd created. She woke him with kisses between his shoulder blades. She brought him breakfast. "Do you know what you're going to read?" Ron felt his sleepy haze slowly disappear. "Yeah, I have about 15 things." He paused and watched her bite into a fig. Her teeth were sharp, and her fingers creased the skin as she chewed in small bites. Is there something special you want to hear me read?" "Lenny's poem." Ron smiled. "Okay, I'll read that first." Ron was scheduled to do 3 sets. There was a rock band, a comedian, and him. He was paid $25. He stared out at the audience. There were more than 60 people. "This is a poem I wrote about a cat who comes and goes as she pleases. The problem is that she is a black cat and causes people to have odd reactions." Ron smiled. "We spend quiet time together. Sometimes," he glanced at Robin. "Sometimes was their favorite word. It meant that sometimes I want to sleep with you. Sometimes I want you to leave me alone. Sometimes you make me angry. Sometimes I want to hurt you." She smiled up at him from her chair. He wasn't sure that they had communicated only what he felt. He read Lenny's poem. "A piece of cheese, very small, turned up on its end and stuck to the floor, attracted a black cat with licked white paws." Ron smiled and paused to let the image sink in. "Raw chopped meat excited her more. She made sounds that I was attracted to." Ron blinked and heard Lenny purr. "It sounded friendly that I should want her to stay, so I gave her some more cheese." He pictured the kitchen where this had happened. He was barefoot, standing at the sink with a paring knife and a cutting board. She licked it. She liked it. His eyes searched for Robin, and she was grinning for him, more than the first piece she'd seen. Ron stared at his audience and tried to gather them all in. "I was ecstatic. I had made a friend that I could keep and tell her so out loud. She would agree and nod her head and make such friendly sounds." He had them. It was the erotic and playful nature of his words. Ron took a breath, searched Robin's eyes, and said, "I dropped some bread." She gave it a clout, raised her head, licked her chin, turned around, and walked out. Ron quietly shuffled the pages to let him know that the poem was over. Then he heard applause. It was a long night. Ron had to read some things twice. He read a story, a prose poem, and ad-libbed the ending so that he had something new to read. But he saved one for the last set. "This is a poem that I wrote in honor of the films of Federico Fellini. I don't know why I called him Fellini, the poem, except that the syllables sounded right coming out of my mouth." Ron read, "Fellini, wake, come close and hear. Your mind's been rented for another year to beat your breast and dance around with the confetti streamers of a priestly clown." Ron saw the dance. He felt the dance. He breathed. "Life is a child that sucks and leaves. Life grown older, depleted and meek. Life in days worn cold and thin. Fellini, see? I've come home again." Ron now read this poem for the first time in a class he took at the New School for Social Research. His instructor, Adam Fitzgerald, was about to have his poems published in The New Yorker. He smiled condescendingly and told Ron that his poem had a lot of life in it. Ron felt the afterglow of excitement as he and Robin drove home. "So what'd you think?" "I think you were great, except I thought they made you read too long. You read for almost 2 hours. Ron laughed, I know. Kind of strange to be on the bill with a rock band and a comedian. Robin took his hand. I think it was a kind of tribute to you that you were able to hold your own. She slid his hand along her suede skirt and in between her legs. She knew that he enjoyed playing with her as she drove, and tonight she was proud of him and wanted to make him very happy. Ron was feeling on top of the world. Maybe he had really, finally found his place in the world again. He hadn't felt this good since he played football. Then Robin moved her hand away and reached down and lowered his zipper. He popped right out and she giggled. She'd liked looking at it. Every once in a while, she stroked it just once. She liked it when he got this hard. He would do anything that she told him to do.